Just me.
All right, we're live and we're getting a phone call right away here, so excuse me while I turn that on. Hello, how are you? Hello, you're live on the air. All right, and they've hung up. Well, good start to the morning. You're live on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory from UBC. I'm Alex Byron. I'm here be your host for today. Usually we have three people, three comedians, but Gavin and Simon are both gone. Only the strong remain. I'm here with my guest co-host,
Roman Mancini. I'm here, and it's exciting to be here up this early. This is the earliest I've been up, I think, in like, I can't even remember the last time I was up this early, to
I know.
Be honest.
It's a burn, isn't it? If you just called in, you did just call in because I saw the, I don't normally do everything, so sorry, I might have hung up on you. I really don't know, but please call in. Call in. Don't swear too much, but yeah. Chat 604-UBC-CITR. It would be nice to hear from you. Let's see. I'm going to turn this, press this button. And it's painful. It's a painful morning. I don't like mornings. I'll sleep forever. I find that I go to bed early and I sleep in late.
I went to bed fairly early last night knowing I had to get up to do this, but it was very weird. Like, my body wasn't used to that because it's been 2 months since I've had to be anywhere at any time, like, earlier than, like, 7 p.m., so it just was, like, not happening.
Yeah. Yeah, your body's ready to party.
Yeah. It's Wednesday. That's pretty much – that was Wednesday last night, so that was pretty much weekend, how I've been living anyways.
Right. You are from Ottawa?
From Ottawa. That usually gets a thunderous applause when you drop that. I don't know.
They're clapping outside the soundproof glass right now.
That's probably what's happening.
Live studio audience, thank you for waking up early and
A lot of Senators jerseys out there.
Yeah, come to support your boy. I thought maybe we could play that Larry Wilmore correspondence speech or some of that just to get things going here.
Sure.
Because I didn't want to check it out and I heard it was funny. So. Yeah, let's have a gander. Probably a little gentle ribbon here. Maybe some roasts. I'm always amazed by how hard people go in on the president and the politicians, you know?
No, I mean, what have they ever done, too, to deserve a ripping? I mean, come on. What has Obama, or any president ever done to deserve someone to say something negative about them? I can't think of a thing at all.
Well, this has a lot of dislikes. A lot of people got butthurt over this. Well, let's see if we can check this out.
Mr. President, when I met Larry Wilmore earlier this month, he told me...
Thank you. Thanks for keeping that applause
Enjoy,
going all
everyone.
The way, too. I appreciate that. Well, welcome to Negro Night here at... Washington. Or as Fox News will report, two thugs disrupt elegant dinner in D.C. That's how they do it. Right? Nice to be here, though, at the White House Correspondents' Dinner, or as you know they're going to call it next year, Donald Trump presents a luxurious evening paid for by Mexico. I'm very scared of that. But thank you so much. It's an absolute honor to be here tonight. I want to thank the president. The first lady, Carol Lee, in the White House Correspondents Association for hiring me, and Mitch McConnell for not blocking my nomination. Seriously, you got to give Mitch McConnell credit. At this point, he could block LeBron James. He's unbelievable. But to tell you a little bit about me, so I am a black man who replaced a white man who pretended to be a TV newscaster. So, yeah, in that way, Lester Holt and I have a lot in common.
I know it's not too soon.
And I have to admit, it's not easy to follow the president, man. You got some jokes, Mr. President. President's funny. Stay in your lane, man. It's not fair. You don't see me going around presidenting all the time, right? I don't go around passing health care and signing executive orders, pardoning turkeys, not closing Guantanamo. Oh, wait, maybe I did do that. Oh, no. But But I have to say, it's great. It looks like you're really enjoying your last year of the presidency. Saw you hanging out with NBA players like Steph Curry, Golden State Warriors. That was cool. That was cool, yeah. You know, it kind of makes sense, too, because both of you like raining down bombs on people from long distances, right? That's true. What? Am I wrong? What? Speaking of drones, how is Wolf Blitzer still on television? Ask a follow-up question. Good. Hey, Wolf, I'm ready to project tonight's winner. Anyone that isn't watching The Situation Room?
I can't believe he's getting, like, such hard pushback.
Yeah.
No. All right. Fine. I like Wolf. Vice President Joe Biden is here. Nice to see you, Vice President. That's great. I heard Joe's retiring, moving back to Delaware, which is good. He won't have to answer any more difficult questions like, hey, don't I know you from somewhere? But I have to say, about the First Lady, it's so nice to have dinner with you. She's the epitome of grace, class, and poise, isn't she? She really is, yeah. Not to be confused with future first gentleman Bill Clinton, whose three favorite strippers are named Grace, Class, and Poise. Don't make that mistake. Don't make that mistake. It's the Late Show, Mr. President. I can do these jokes. So.
All right, a little taste of that. There's a lot here, and we don't want to take away from the great comedy that we're providing you with.
Yeah, we're probably killing it so hard right now.
So, you've been in Vancouver for what, a couple weeks now?
I think Monday would be a month.
Monday, okay.
Monday will be a month. So, yeah.
Hitting Tinder?
Yeah, actually, I've been doing really well on Tinder out here. I don't know what it is, like, here versus where I come from, like, versus Ottawa. I don't know why, but, like, I've been really doing so much better out here.
Right.
I don't know what it is.
We've given you a warm welcome.
Yeah, it's like you're really welcome. Like the welcome committee's been out. Or is it just like it's weird? Or is it here like girls are just more eager to date guys that also look like they're homeless? Like, I don't know. Is that what's...
Yeah, you do have a large bushy beard. No, I mean, people always say... people say a lot of things. They say Vancouver's a bad place to date.
I've heard that so many times since I've been here.
I don't know.
Is that true, or is that just people being like...
I think that people just suck. I don't think that's true. I think it's all in the... Like, was I talking to you last night where I was having a discussion about, like, guys will always say, if they date a younger girl, you know, like a guy's 30, and he's like, man, I was dating this 23-year-old. It's just impossible to talk to young women, you know? Like, they just have... they have nothing to say. Are you sure you're not just, like, an old, boring man?
Yeah, exactly. That was me. Yeah, and you were like... Yeah, maybe you're just like an old dick. Like, that's like, what do you hate?
I'm sorry, she's positive and cheerful.
Yeah,
and
that was
peppy.
Yeah, exactly.
Where's this nasty cynicism that I've come to expect from the
like
people my age?
Why don't 21-year-olds who have everything going for them? Why don't they have any drop of cynicism that I have? Like, I don't understand.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. I mean, I like the dating scene here. I have a girlfriend now, but.
That's why no one's calling right now. That's why they're like, oh, what's the point?
Yeah, I'm off the table. But Roman's here.
I'm here.
And he's got a fresh Adidas hoodie. You wore some pants, right? I wore sweatpants today. Oh,
yeah, like you said that like that was weird. You wore pants. Yeah. What a weird thing to have done.
We're not supposed to wear pants in here, man.
Oh, my God. You wore pants? I can't believe it.
I wore sweatpants. And after we record this, well, I guess we are recording this. After we do this, I'm going to go to my high school on the way back.
Just to hang out and sell cigarettes? Or?
Yeah. No, I want to take some pictures of yearbooks. Because there's some really funny stuff in there, but I didn't really keep any of my yearbooks. But then I realized I'm wearing these sweatpants, and I should have maybe dressed up a little more before going back. They're probably not going to let me in. So I don't know.
Do like high schools just do that? They're like, oh, what do you want to do here? I want to take pictures of the yearbook.
Like, yeah, no, that sounds weird, right?
It does sound
weird. It sounds really weird.
It doesn't sound like a thing.
So
how long ago did you graduate high school?
I was in 2006, so.
Okay, yeah, so like long enough that.
No one works there anymore, and I'm just a man.
It's going to be super weird.
It's
not like, hey, remember me from last year. It's going to be like, no, like, what do you want to do? I don't think that's the thing.
Yeah, well, We will find out if it's a thing.
So Alex getting arrested later in the afternoon is the headline.
Yeah, it'll be we'll have no hosts left on this show. Speaking of dating, a new online dating app based in Vancouver offering a unique feature you won't find in anywhere else: video chatting option for identifying verification purposes. So yeah, now you can see the person right away. This is I think it's kind of cool, honestly.
I've never had that be a problem before.
Yeah, I don't think this is like, are people, man, I was talking to her for months. We were developing this meaningful, really, and she turned out to be a bot. Isn't it pretty clear right away?
Right away?
It's like a perfect 10, like, hey, babe, what's up? It's a bot.
Yeah, it's like, hey, check out my website, and there's a link. You're like, okay, I think I'm good. I think I know that that's not a person. I mean, I don't know, maybe like that's just because I'm a man, you know, and I got that.
Yeah, there's this blanket, like, cynicism and fear over dating, like we were just talking about. With
Them.
Oh, they just don't want to talk to me. They've got nothing to say, and they're robots.
Yeah.
Really?
Exactly.
I don't know, man.
Just some boring robot that doesn't want to engage at all.
You need some people skills is what you need. Call in. Tell us about dating. Ask Roman out on a date. We have a little, like, speed dating session right here if somebody wants to call in. Yeah.
Do people call in a lot?
Sometimes.
Sometimes?
Not a whole lot.
Not a whole lot.
I don't know if
people up at 8 a.m. listening to UBC radio. I mean.
Yeah, I mean, that's a nice thing to say. We're having you in. Insult the station. No, I mean, I like to think that they're driving. Their hands are on the wheel. They don't really want to call in. But I don't know. I mean, this is prime time. This is drive time radio. So, not sure. There's no way to track how many people are listening on air. That's the problem.
That is the problem.
I mean, really, radio stations like this have just become like a live podcast recording. That's really all it is now. It's just like a bunch of podcasts that happen to record from this room. But we are still live on 101.9, and you can call in if you want. 604.
Take that. So you take that, radio.
604 UBC CITR. That's 604-822-2487. I mean, someone called in earlier. I bombed it. I dropped the call. I don't even know how this thing works. I really, every time I just kind of press a different button, and then eventually it works.
Just works. So usually the flashing button is the button you want. If there's a button flashing, you probably hit that, and that's probably good.
Yeah. What else is going on? It's sunny. It's very nice out, which is cool. It's almost too nice out. Like, it's concerningly nice out, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, hey, there's about to be a forest fire nice out.
It's also, this is the kind of weather where there's so much pressure to want to do, people want you to do stuff. And it's so hard to be like, no, I just want to stay at home and watch 1966 Batman.
Right. When it's, when it's really nasty out, it's much easier to be.
It's just to be like, I'm just going to stay yourself. Home and just be. Yeah, exactly. I'm going to wear the sweatpants that Alex is going to wear to his old high school.
Right.
And just stay at home. But when it's like so nice, there's just that social pressure to go out and do stuff, which I just don't. My roommate asked me the other day, like, if I knew of or there was any patios I really liked. And I'm like, I don't want to sit on a patio. I don't like that. I don't like being like just directly in the sun.
Oh, so see, I was expecting
like
it to be like, yeah, people are asking me to do all these things like kayaking and hiking and exercise. But you're like, I'm too lazy to sit on a patio.
I'm too lazy to drink outside.
Yeah.
I'd rather drink inside.
Well, that's cool. I just realized that I'm wearing a bright yellow T-shirt and a red hat. I am dressed as McDonald's today.
Yeah, you do
have
that.
Like Ronald McDonald.
Before you said that, I was about to say that. And then that's what you really – you do have like a very 1970s McDonald's worker look going on, especially with the headset on too.
Founder, yeah. I actually had McDonald's yesterday. A little disappointed to say that, but it did happen. Junior chicken, McDouble. Keep going back. It's past the point of me even like lying to myself and saying like I'm done with McDonald's. I'm not done with McDonald's.
No,
McDonald's isn't done with me.
I'm done with it. I'm done.
Yeah.
I haven't. Well, I don't eat meat, so.
Right.
It's there's nothing on that menu that doesn't have meat in it. I saw something. Someone posted something the other day where even the fries have like beef.
I'm not surprised.
Like on them, like or they have. Like, I don't know what it is, but they have like beef, like on them, so you can't even enjoy that. You can trick yourself and you can pretend like you're like, these should just be potatoes with just like salt on them. But there's apparently meat even in the fries.
So you're vegetarian.
Yeah.
What's going on with that? I mean, how long has that been happening?
Six months probably.
Oh, so you're a newer.
Newer.
You could still be brought back to the dark side.
I don't know, man. The longer you get
Why'd
away
you do
from
it?
Why did I do it? Yeah. I mean, every reason holds up. The environment is a big one.
Yeah.
As wildfires rage across the province next to us.
Absolutely.
That's a big one. Something like the meat industry. This is just going to be an hour of me talking about not eating meat.
Yeah, drone. I got to find some songs to play.
The meat industry, I think, what's the word I'm looking for? Produces more pollution than all the cars on the road.
Yikes. That's
so every time you sadly eat a McChicken, that's you just like punching a seal in the face.
Right. Yeah, that's a great way to think about it. I mean, I love vegetarian food. It's not really an issue. It's just that I also enjoy meat.
I'm a sad man, lazy, and a bad person. McDonald's, yeah.
Okay, we've got a call. Here we go.
This is exciting.
Okay, there's a flashing light. There's two flashing lights, though. There's four. What do I press? I'm going to press that one.
Here we go.
Hello, you're on air.
Oh, hey, guys. How's it going?
It's Gavin. Hey, man, what's up?
Oh, not too much. I just thought it was funny how Roman came in. He's like, yeah, I'm new to the city, and my Tinder game is just so much stronger now. I don't know what it is. And then he goes into a big rant about how great veganism is. It's like, yeah, I think you're fitting in just fine.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely. I just need a marijuana card, and then that'll be it, and then like a pair of Birkenstocks.
Well, they're easy to get.
That's what I hear.
Your back's looking a little sore. Yeah.
You'll get your Birkenstocks next to all the marijuana shops.
I'd probably just put those two things together, and then you're really like on top of the game.
So, Gavin, you're not with us today. What's your excuse?
What's that?
I just
got a little bit of work that I'm doing for money because I need to eat food, so I wasn't able to make the schedule to come in today, but I thought I'd call in and make fun of the guest anyway.
Definitely sounds like you're working really hard.
Yeah.
Oh, I am. It's the best.
What are you doing? What kind of work is it?
Just a little bit more kind of research geology-based stuff.
Right.
Just hefty science. You know how it all is.
I don't.
I just... yeah. Science is the Bible, right? That's what I know. That's the science
I know. No, that's exactly it. I'm establishing why the world is only 6,400 years old.
Yeah, I mean, that's I don't understand why the science exists at all. I mean, all the answers you need are in that book. That or the Constitution. If you have those two documents, you can solve any problem.
And the Second Amendment, because that's how you fix problems.
Yeah. How's your is your fiance there? Are you guys hanging out, having a nice working
day? Oh, no, she's off to her job as well.
What does she do?
She does marketing for the chartered accountants of BC.
Oh, we need some marketing. Can you get her to promote her show?
I could certainly get some suggestions. Well, you just need to be more charismatic, Alex. You just need to put a happy face out there.
Okay, what's
let
plan
the world
B?
Know.
That's.
I think have unknown comics as a guest is probably another. It's probably a second recommendation.
That's a hot topic on Tinder right now. Unknown comics.
Hey, you guys know this comic from Ottawa that no one knows? Why don't you bring him in? That'll probably increase.
I hear he's vegan. He probably eats granola by the fistful.
Yeah, I love his... Every time you eat a McChicken, you're punching a seal in the face. I want to punch you in the face.
McChicken's delicious. I would gladly punch a seal in the mouth for the McDonald's menu. A baby one, even when it's still fuzzy, because then you can make it into a coat.
Yeah, well, we're gonna move on here. But thanks for calling in, and you wouldn't believe how much worse it is busing here than getting a ride.
Oh, I can only imagine. I knew that would be a big kick in the dick for you.
Oh, man, was it awful. So, but anyway, I should get used to it because you are leaving town soon.
Yeah, at some point eventually. Still don't have the date on that.
But are you leaving forever?
No, just for a bit. My work is off and out of town in the summer.
But you are at Yuck Yuck's Abbotsford tonight, right?
Last night.
Oh, right. It's Thursday today. How was that yesterday?
It was all right. There was only about a dozen or so people in the audience, so it was a bit of a long trek for that. But tonight, I'm at the One Hitter Quitter show at Seven Dining Lounge.
I'm also at that show. I'm also.
Oh, fantastic.
So,
Prepare to lose.
Yeah, basically.
One of you guys.
Oh yeah, obviously I'm not bringing anyone, but everyone else does, and it turns out to be a really fun, really hot show, so I'm looking forward to it.
If there are people listening, Ivan Decker is also headlining that show, and that'll be a lot of fun.
Oh yeah, Oh, and he's a treat.
I mean, why would you guys say where it is or plug it correctly? You know, just
I did. I said Seven Dining Lounge tonight.
Oh, you did? I mean, okay, sorry. I'm just not listening. Seven Dining Lounge tonight. We'll repeat it. One hitter quitter, comedy competition followed by a headlining spot by Ivan Decker. Right. So
$100 grand prize, and it comes in a bag of loonies, which is the coolest thing ever.
Does it?
Yep.
Oh, that's
yeah, you get a little baggie of doubloons, and $100 worth of loonies is a disappointingly small bag.
Yeah, yeah. I'd rather have a $100 bill. That seems like a lot more.
That's also like that's some poor bar staff somewhere is just gonna get that. Like, here's your bill, sir. Here's 24 loonies. Like,
yeah. Well, it's better than nickels and dimes. Like loonies, you can just count pretty quick.
I feel like also having 100 loonies just adds incentive to spend it on stupid things.
Yeah. You know? Oh, yeah. Fistful of change. It's the best for that.
Yeah.
Arcade games and bubblegum.
If I got $100, I'd probably go buy $100 worth of groceries. If I got a $100 bill. But if I got 100 loonies, I'd just be like, all right, well, I'll just each of the. This is tip for the drinks I'm going to buy because you tip $1 a drink. So
if I
just have some of these on hand, you know, it's essentially.
It'll go to nothing essential.
Yeah. If I got $100 in a $100 bill, I would see how close I could get to like getting a bar bill. That's
100?
Exactly $100 with like with a reasonable tip. But like how much can I give to just not have this bill at the end of the night? $100 is that kind of like if you win $100, that's not going to anything good.
Exactly.
No,
you, on the way here,
really
you were like,
not.
Yeah, it's $100, so, you know, drinking money. And then right after, you started telling me about
free money.
How you had to get a job and you were hungry.
It's both like, I need a job, but also if I win $100, if you win it, I think if you earn, like if you work for $100, that's money you'll use. But if you just win it for 5 minutes of comedy, like that's going to just debauch.
Oh, yeah, because in your mind, it's free money.
Yeah.
Like, you weren't expecting to have that money. It could go towards good things, but why would you? That's free money. Go spend it on anything you want.
Yeah.
I just watched a Navy SEAL's parachute jump into a football stadium while I was talking to you, Gavin. It was it's not
that
interesting.
That sounds more interesting than me.
No, it's actually really not that interesting to watch people GoPro jump into a. It's too slow. I feel like if they film themselves jumping into it at full speed, you know, like a filmed suicide into a football stadium would be amazing.
Oh, okay.
But once they once they put their parachute up, it's just like
once
just
everything goes exactly
down.
To plan.
Yeah,
it's not that
exciting. Yeah, we need more GoPro bad ending videos. All of them are too dull now.
Yeah,
we've seen extreme from the first person too many times. Now we need to see it going horribly wrong.
I feel like, skydiving without parachute. Hey, somebody's anticipated my need and posted exactly. That's pretty crazy.
Internet, you're always there
Someone
for
come
us.
And pass him a parachute. Here, don't hang up yet, Gavin. I'm gonna. What is skydiving without parachute? Hot. You know what? What is this?
I'm on the edge of my seat.
Yeah.
You know what? I don't think this is making for the best radio.
No.
So we're gonna keep things going here and. Thanks for calling in. See you, whenever I see you. And
absolutely.
Hope one of you
guys. Have a great show, guys. And to all of our listeners at Seven Dining Lounge at 8 o'clock tonight, one hitter quitter comedy competition. Check it out.
And you are?
I'm Gavin.
Oh, hanging up on people. It truly never gets old. Thanks, Gavin. Yeah,
I don't get to do that much anymore. Hang up on people.
No,
so much text. Like I don't ever like. I rarely, if ever, use the actual phone for a phone. Purposes.
Right, and hanging up on people on the iPhone does not. You got to take it off your face.
Yeah.
Wait for it. And, but here you get a nice heart. Oh man, call in. I can't wait to hang up on someone else.
Yeah, call in. I can't wait to hang up on you. I remember when 24. You know, the show 24 came out, and I was very like excited about getting a flip phone that I could close dramatically.
Right.
So that's
you
like
call your weed dealer. All right, I'll meet you there.
I was probably like in the 10th grade. I didn't have anyone to dramatically call the way like, you know, in that show it was like calling the president and stuff. I didn't have anyone to dramatically hang up on, but.
But you still wanted one.
But I still wanted one. I eventually got one. So, I mean, I think that like viral marketing campaign for the Motorola Razr that was 24 really worked.
The Razr. Oh, man. That was the
first cell phone I ever owned.
Pinnacle of hanging up on people.
It was, I mean.
The Razr.
It didn't get better than that.
It made a loud, audible snap. It could take your finger off.
You could turn it sideways and just clap it closed. Like
You could also open it by just kind of a flick of the wrist.
Yeah.
Oh, man, the Razer was cool.
Yeah, and it, like the way the buttons look, they look very like...
I want them to release a Razer.
They probably have one.
Like, is there a Motorola Razer?
It's got to be. I think they're remarketing.
Let's
like...
say there is. I want there to be one.
Yeah, we're looking at the Motorola website right now. There's it's just full of Razers.
Yeah.
A lot of t-shirts, though. That's what I didn't expect. A lot of t-shirts that say, I love the Razer. I didn't think there'd be so many of those.
Great phone. I will be up, if you want to catch me tonight, I will be at the Doxa Film Festival. So, yeah, no shows tonight, unfortunately. But tomorrow night, I'll be at Laugh Lines in New Westminster. So come on down for an amazing night of comedy at the New West Comedy Club. And check me out. And stay tuned after for the Community Living Show. That's the next show. Yeah.
What happens on the Community Living Show? Let's talk about that for half an hour.
You know what?
Just as a good lead-in.
Yeah, they have like interviews with people and sometimes, I don't know, share personal stories. It's like an all-access show, so people with disabilities do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds interesting.
So I technically could do it since I have bipolar disorder. I mean, I have a disability.
Yeah, I can't make fun of
that. No, you can make fun of that.
Yeah, well, funny. I mean, I can. I don't have any bipolar jokes ready.
Oh, I do.
Really?
Yeah. I submitted a demo to like a corporate gig recently. There was like Vancouver General Hospital does a benefit.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, I'll do your benefit. They're like, oh, send in a demo. And I was like, all right, sweet. This will be perfect.
And it's just you rapping for like 8 minutes?
Yeah. All right. Let's
on a cassette tape.
On that note, let's play a little. I was telling you the other day about how I made a horribly embarrassing Roger Ebert tribute. You remember that? Outside Comedy Mix. I was talking with Brendan. I went 3 years ago. This is not long enough of a time ago for me to do this, but I made a Roger Ebert rap, and I thought this was good. Like, this isn't an ironic.
This is like a heartfelt rap.
This is a heartfelt, meaningful rap.
Right away, that's not good.
I produced it.
How many views does it have?
I wrapped it, 96 views.
And it's been up for how long?
It did not take off. 3 years. Did not take off the way I hoped.
You were really trying to cash in on that Robert Ebert death money.
Yeah, I really came in quite quick. I submitted it to local radio station. This is horrific. It's so, so bad.
I hear the UBC radio doesn't even want to play this.
Yeah, this might crash the entire system. But and my rapper name was Miracle. Like a miracle,
yeah.
but kill.
Oh, wow, that's so horrible already.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even need to make fun of it. It just exists, and that's...
You do need to make fun of it.
Well, I mean, like, it just exists, and that's itself making fun of it.
Listen to this. This is Miracle.
You put that on your own channel beside a picture of your face with your regular name?
Tribute. Oh, God.
It's so horrible, it won't even play.
So horrible, yeah. Here we go.
It's all right, babe.
It's a good beat.
Yeah.
I will actually say. Should have left it as an instrumental.
I'd listen to this for 12 minutes as ambient music.
It seems like yesterday that I was 6, watching Disney flicks and VHS, I stuck with it. The Last Unicorn was really sick. Indiana Jones was the realest. Later I found out you love that one to bits. Spielberg gets revenge on Nazi twits. Fast forward, you've moved on. I'm putting my appreciation into this song for a real Chicago writer who knew right from wrong. So, right
so this
there.
Is so right away, like, yeah. if I could jump out of a window.
if yeah, we're was... on the ground floor. you still should.
If I jumped out the window, I would just break the window and then use the pieces to try and cut myself.
The problem is that rapping, in my mind, seemed...
The problem with that is everything, other than the beat right now.
There's a bit of shoehorning. The syllables aren't quite working. I'm putting my appreciation into this song for a real Chicago writer who knew right from wrong. I really at this let's stop here and talk about philosophy for a second. And
sure.
The nature of life.
Because anything is better than that rap.
Yeah. When you look back on life, I mean, you've presumably become a better person. So as you look
or a much worse person.
Right. But I think most people believe, at least to themselves, that they've become better. So when you look at a past self,
okay,
I mean, you're like, wow, what a douche, right?
Like, yeah, like what a like Roger Ebert tribute rap producing douche.
You look back a year, it's like, wow, I'm a little bit more douchey. I feel like it takes way less time. Like the normal amount would be like, go back 10 years, you're twice as douchey. For me, it's okay. Like 6 months, 10 times as douchey. 3 years.
So you're going up in douchey?
I'm going up in douchey. No, as I go backwards, I'm saying.
But I'm saying
like it takes way less time.
Yeah.
Like only 3 years ago, I did this.
Like yesterday, you were a much bigger douche.
Yeah. Like this is insane. This is an insane amount of douchebaggery. Last year, I mean, like the things it's brutal. And
it's weirdly like douchebag, but it's about the least douchebag subject.
Which
that's
almost,
the weirdest thing.
Yeah. But
you recorded a rap song about like Roger Ebert dying, which is the weirdest thing anyone could have done.
And I bet you're thinking to yourself, wow, if you're that douchey that fast, you must like it's impossible because you would have been like 10 million times douchier in high school, which would have been impossible. Like that's
which would have probably been true. And that's why they're like need to go there and take pictures of your
yearbook. Exhibit A. I was in a gang in high school called the Famous Players Club.
Oh my god!
Which is based after.
Did they produce your rap album?
That's the Cineplex. Well, it all comes together because that's the old Cineplex Odeon theater chain. Famous Players. Get
this
it?
Like a movie watching like gang.
Yeah, I'm really just a dork. I don't.
Yeah,
you know,
it's not. It's not like a. You weren't a douche. You were just like a huge sad dork.
Yeah. Well, that's. Yeah, I'm really giving myself too much credit because.
Did you guys have leather jackets? Leather, by the way, being murder. Just so that's clear.
Let's
can get more vegan Tinder dates.
All right, let's dive in. You kept reviewing until you couldn't speak. And even after that, you kept it up for weeks. I mean, Roger, did you ever sleep? I recommend your books to fans that want to go deep into the films that we keep close. Pulitzer Prize winner, known around the world, that's tight. I hope
you hear that. Did you hear that backing track? Did you hear that backing track?
Not a lot of power in my vocals.
No, that's weak. Yeah, you're,
even like, when you double it up, it's still, it's like a little kid whining for dinner.
That's tight.
That's tight. Oh, man. I showed my girlfriend this.
And she still wanted to date you?
Yeah.
I guess because she knew she was. I guess because she knew she wasn't in any danger at that point. She's like, if a guy does this, he's probably super
harmless.
Safe.
Flaccid. So keep close. Pulitzer Prize winner, known around the world. That's tight. I know she embraces you at first sight. Chaz knows you loved her as the perfect wife.
This is... That's how like non-thug your lyrics are too. You're talking about how good of a husband you was.
Yeah, you know, maybe I was manic while I recorded this. I mean, there's got to be an explanation.
Yeah, I mean,
you'll be remembered as a man that stood for equal rights. We had our moments when we did. You'll be remembered as a man that stood for equal rights. All right.
I mean, I'm for equal rights. I'm very against this rap, but I'm.
All lives matter, except the ones that
produce this.
Disagree. Thumbs down for Reservoir Dogs, please. I'll never. Thumbs down for Reservoir Dogs, please. Yeah. Forget, you planted the seed. I read the great movies I truly believed. Passion for an art form was in my being. Watch. Imagine if someone turned their radio on and just, what is this?
That's why you're killing radio right now.
People are driving off the road.
They're like...
T-bones. In films consciously led to real seeing. Citizen Kane, Tokyo Story. Your favorites come to mind. I need to watch them again. My Dinner with Andre is my personal fave.
My Dinner with Andre is my personal fave.
There's nothing more gangster than being into Louis Malle films. great movie, though.
Oh, my God.
It's a challenging film for the truly brave.
What is that? Ah!
Oh, my God.
Ah!
Oh, God.
I can't believe the switchboard's not lighting up right now. People that just want to, like, yell at you.
Yeah. It's brutal. Final words come to mind now. A baby holds your hand. A grown man lifts you off the ground. Where's that sun with you in the clouds?
Great beat.
See? Like, if I could have just listened to that. How did you jam so much suck into like 3 minutes?
I don't know. It's the worst thing. It's the worst thing.
This is the worst thing you've ever done.
Yeah.
Probably. If you killed a man, they'd be like, well, I mean, you know, happens, but this.
Yeah. Hasn't he suffered enough? Let's give him a pass on this
Mira kill.
Mira kill. I should mira kill myself for making that.
That is.
God, that's bad.
Oh my God. That's so bad. I just like, do you have like any recollection of the thought process that was like, oh, Roger Ebert's dead and that's unfortunate?
I really thought like, people love Roger Ebert.
Sure.
I remember I was sad that he died. I remember people like,
why did you think
music.
Rap was like a stunning tribute?
I think I just was so delusional. Yeah.
Had you rapped before?
No. I thought I could learn it quick, you know, pick it up. Well, I didn't think rapping was hard.
You are super wrong about that.
It doesn't seem hard in my mind, you know? Seems reasonably easy.
I'm so glad you played that in small chunks because I don't think I could have handled it all at once. It's a lot to take in.
Yeah. Yeah, I almost don't know what to say. Like, I wanted to play that, and now that we've played it, I can't really look at you in the eyes. Like,
no,
it's
really
real difficult.
Can everyone, if there are people listening to this, can you guys please go onto YouTube, find this song, and then report it so they'll take it down? Yeah. Just as like, this is super offensive. And they're like, why is it offensive? You're like, just listen for like 30 seconds.
Speaking of hated, did you hear that the Ghostbusters trailer is the most disliked?
I did hear that.
Yeah, have you disliked it?
No, I haven't disliked it. I haven't seen it.
It might make a million thumbs down. It's 720,731.
Are people so precious about the Ghostbusters? Is that such a thing that you remake it? It's just because it has women in it. Is that what they're upset about?
Sony's trying to spin it as people just hate, this is misogyny. But it really is just a horrendous trailer. That's so bad.
Did Miracle produce it?
No, because it would have a good beat. If Miracle
They're just gonna drop that in.
It has this dubstep. Like, listen. Let me play some of the end of this. Let's hear like a terrible joke from the Ghostbusters trailer and the horrendous dubstep theme remix.
Oh hell no! The devil is a liar. Get out of my friend, ghost! The power of pain compels you! Ow!
People love dubstep.
All right. I mean, from the 3 seconds I saw of this movie, it doesn't look great.
Yeah, but keep in mind that you just witnessed the worst thing ever. So,
yeah, so
going,
I mean,
from
like,
that to this is like, you could be watching Holocaust footage right now and you're like, man, this is in a good mood.
Yeah. Yeah, it's. I mean, you've really set the bar for success today so low.
Yeah.
If I get through the day and don't produce a Roger Ebert tribute app, I mean,
tribute app.
That would have been a good thing. That might have been useful. People would have been like, I could use this.
Two thumbs down.
It probably exists, but oh my god. I'm sorry, guys. I'm still shocked that I've seen that. Like, it's just, it's jarring.
Yep.
And the worst part is, I know you as a person.
Yeah, man. I mean,
like, if you had shown me that as a video on the internet, I would have been like, well, it's pretty bad. But now I'm like, you're like a foot away from me.
It's so bad that we need to go to break. So let us do that. You are listening to Vancouver Right on CITR 101.9.
Diversify your university involvement and experience a new culture today.
Isaac UBC is the world's largest student-run organization that specializes in helping you get an internship or a volunteering opportunity abroad.
With thousands of opportunities in over 127 countries and territories, this is truly an international experience.
Apply today at isaac.ca. That's AIESEC.ca.
A stack of records here, a stack of records there. I got records scattered all over everywhere, but I'm looking.
Discorder magazine has been supporting independent music for over 30 years, and it keeps on living by joining efforts with local music supporters such as Vinyl Records. You can find a selection of Vinyl Records' featured albums on the back cover of Discorder and can support your favorite local bands and artists by purchasing their records. For more information on their vast selection of new, used, and rare music, go to vinylrecords.ca.
Thank you.
after my Roger Ebert abortion.
Oh.
There's some knocking coming from the ceiling, some bang bang. I don't know. They
probably
hear them up there and they're complaining.
Yeah, it's probably a person trying to kill themselves after that Roger Ebert rap. Or it's someone who really enjoyed it and they're like, they want to let you know. They're like, I'm still pumping my foot.
It's the ghost of Ebert. So there's a thumping sound, but that's just Roger Ebert rolling over in his grave.
It's weird. I guess they're both dead now, Siskel and Ebert.
Yeah, they're reviewing films in the sky. That's The L Word featuring Jada by Denise Kertel, female techno producer. You know, I'm feeling pretty good now. Once you get up and you've been awake for a bit, you're back, you know, like...
I'm going straight back to sleep.
You are?
After this.
I do that a lot of times on Thursday. But
I was going to be, like I said, I was going to be so productive today, and then I just was like, you know what? It's Thursday. It's a four-day weekend.
Well.
For everyone who doesn't have a job, it's a four-day weekend.
Yeah.
Rolling into a potential another week of weekend to next week.
Yeah, it's a lot of Tinder.
It's a lot of time to Tinder.
Look out, women of Vancouver.
If you're in like a 50-mile radius of Vancouver, this could happen.
Yeah.
And if you're in between the ages of 18 and 100.
There's no reason why you can't have a mediocre date this weekend.
If you want to pay for a date this weekend.
Yeah.
At like.
It'll be a good date for you guys. It's like you go to a grocery store and she buys you food for the week. Did you find a place? Are you living
somewhere? I did find a place. It's a nice place. I actually like it's so funny. I'm. Speaking of mediocre, this is how mediocre this date would be. If things went right and you were interested in lovemaking, I bought to sleep on a piece of foam.
Oh, okay.
From a discount foam store.
So like the thing that you put on top of mattresses to make them a little bit softer,
or the thing that you give to like a visiting relative for like a day or
foam,
2 days.
A foam is really like a really big sponge.
It's a very big sponge is what
cleaning,
it is.
Yeah.
The guy's like, you can sleep on this for 5 to 7 years. And he's like, it was weird because he upsold me. I was going to get the cheapest one, which is he's like, oh, if you're in town for like a year, like a student or something, you can get this one. But if you want something that'll last 5 to 7 years, get this pup for an extra $30. And that's what I did. And it's like a single.
Nice.
My feet like hang off the end.
Oh, man.
Yeah. It's like really like I just because I came here with no stuff at all.
Yeah.
Other than clothes.
No clothes, no possessions, no comedic talent. You're really just
empty
bag.
I could probably write and produce a very good Roger Ebert app.
Say it again. I mean, keep flubbing insults. I love it.
I'm just so thrown off. But yeah, so like that's what I have $100 piece of.
That
like,
is cheap. That
it's
is
like
a cheap thing to
maybe it's $110 or something like that.
Wow.
Because I didn't even get the cover.
Because I just bought a mattress, so I know how much money can go into.
They cost $9 million a mattress. Yeah. A decent mattress costs the same as a single bedroom or single family home in Vancouver.
Yeah. Do you want a house or do you want a mattress?
I couldn't justify. How do you justify that? How do you like? I guess because some people are like, I want to sleep on something comfortable. And I'm like, I'll just sleep on whatever. I don't care.
You know what? It is so worth it. Except I can't get up in the morning because I'm so comfortable. I just want
to
sleep forever.
I can very easily get up in the morning because I just have to roll.
Your feet are hanging off. You're almost up.
I just have to roll 3 to 4 inches and I'm on the floor. And it's insane. It's like a weird, like you walk into my bedroom now and it's like you've walked into like a poor frat house.
Nice.
Because it's just like clothes everywhere. I own no things and it's just like this like cruddy, not even mattress. It's not even a mattress. It's a piece of foam. Just on the floor with like, and the funny thing is I have bed sheet for it, but the bed sheet is a queen size bed sheet.
So it's
like flapping.
It's swimming in
it's
a big, sad,
it's a big
stained, I'll assume.
It's a huge stain. This is a huge stain. It's a huge, dropped a cup of coffee on it like a year ago. So it's like a very.
Oh, it better be really dark when you bring someone home to that.
Yeah. I can't. How do I bring some home? Like, we couldn't both sleep on it. There's room enough for me.
Lovemaking. There's room enough for lovemaking, Roman.
Not if you do it the way I do it, which is just like.
You lie on your back and.
Try not to fall asleep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that won't be a problem on that mattress because who could sleep on something that uncomfortable?
It's extra firm. I enjoy that it's extra firm. I don't want too soft a mattress. I don't want a mattress at all, actually. I just want a piece of oversized sponge.
You know, I was sleeping over with my girlfriend, and I had a very bad cough.
Yeah.
And she kicked me out of the bed. So I
like her already.
Yeah. I had to, I was like, okay, you know what? I'm just going to sleep on the ground. I'm just going to go into the living room because our couch is too short.
Mm-hmm.
I thought of it like, this is going to give me compassion for homeless people. I'm going to sleep on the ground. Yeah. You know what? Very comfortable. It was firm. You just think of it as a really firm mattress.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did that once recently because my back was really bothering me, mm-hmm. and I slept on the ground, and the next day it felt fantastic.
Yeah. Kind of puts you in tune with your inner hobo. And you're
now,
pretty close already.
Yeah, I was going to say, so. Now I'm almost there. I'm almost look-wise, and in terms of what I sleep on now, I'm like half a step up.
Well, shout out my girlfriend. I'm glad my cough is better. Looking forward to our date tonight. Doxa Film Fest, opening night.
Or she could come to the One Hitter Quitter at the 7 Dining Lounge at 8 p.m.
Are you trying to scoop in on my girlfriend?
No,
I'm
just
trying to... You want those votes. It's audience voted, isn't it?
I'm just trying to get one more vote to go in my favor.
Yeah.
I need 100 loonies so badly.
I just found out via email that I'm going to be in the Yuck Yuck summer comp.
I think we're on the same... We might even be on the same night.
Oh, what week are you?
The 2nd? June 2nd?
June 2nd, that's me.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
I'm not even going to do jokes. I'm just going to play the rap.
Yeah.
And be like, how could you vote for this person? It's like voting for Trump at that point.
Yeah, it's so true. I could probably win some sort of like song competition.
Of like worst song ever?
All right. On that note, let's say goodbye. It's sad to go, but there's another show coming in, and you know, everything comes to an end.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, right?
So we'll go
We're
back
all just twisting in the wind, just trying to pretend there's meaning. Let's end on a super positive note. Just an existential breakdown of life.
You'll never have to hear the Roger tribute rap again.
That's good enough for me.
Yeah. Well, you've been listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from Musqueam territory. This is Vancouver, right? Your weekly comedy show, all things stand-up, comedy, improv, hanging out, shooting the and see you later.